Today is the day I get my new Paradox wheelchair from Not a Wheelchair. Come along to see me build my own glow-in-the-dark wheelchair at our factory. Full disclosure, my husband and I own this company, but we don't make any money from the sale of the chairs. Let's start at the laser cutter. Safety first with some protective eyewear. We'll enter the measurements for my specific chair. And now we'll feed an aluminum pole into the machine. And watch the laser beam cut away the holes that will be necessary for assembly later. Now it's time to bend the aluminum.
I'm here at Not a Wheelchair helping the guys bend some frames.
Luckily, I'm strong enough to bend these on my own.
Pretty easy.
But in actuality, we'll use this precision bender.
I feel like I'm in like medieval times and about to like joust someone.
After we feed the aluminum pole into this incredible machine, we'll watch it bend the material with ease, as if it were made of taffy, not metal.
Blue.
Here she goes.
Pretty amazing. Now that we have the aluminum part shaped to my custom angles, we'll head to the welder. This guy meticulously welds the frame together until it begins to resemble an actual wheelchair frame. Now that he's done, it's time for a paint job, so we'll head to the powder coat station. There are so many colors to choose from, but I ended up going with the pearl white that can glow in the dark. This is a multi-coat application process that I gotta try my hand at. First, we hang the frame on a rack and add electrodes to create the negative charge so the powder coat particles can adhere to it. Now we'll spray the first coat of pearl white all over the frame. Once we're satisfied with the coverage, we'll put it in the oven at 400 degrees to bake for 10 minutes. Now we let it cool down and repeat the same process, only this time with the glow-in-the-dark dust particles. This application is a bit trickier because we want to make sure that there's an even amount of substance sprayed all over. So we'll use a UV light to help us see what areas need more coverage. Now that we're satisfied with the glow, it gets placed back into the oven for another 10 minutes. While we wait for that to bake, let's go to the wood shop. Here's where they make the wood hand rims that can be done in a handful of colors and topped with a protective hard coat. I didn't go with any of these hand rims this time, but it's fun to see the additional customizations Not a Wheelchair has to offer. Now that the glow-in-the-dark finish is complete, the chair is ready for final assembly. I get to help in this process by installing the casters.
Is that going in correctly?
The backrest, large wheels, and side guards to the frame. Before the technician levels it out and tightens it up for me to test out. Before transferring to my new wheelchair, I'll admit I was a bit nervous. I've never liked a new chair from the get-go, and typically I require a few modifications. So I was surprised by how much I liked this one right off the bat. Let's take it outside for a stroll and a moment to charge up the glow-in-the-dark paint job. And of course, test out some wheelies. Now for the moment of truth. Test it out in the dark room and to see if it glows. At first look, nothing is glowing. So we apply some more UV light to the frame and see if that'll work. And voila, a faint green glow. It's not a bright green like I was expecting, but it is a fun little party trick that I'm certain my kids will enjoy. It's been a few weeks with my new wheelchair and I absolutely love it. And I think the most amazing aspect of it is the price tag. So it's about $1,000 for this wheelchair, wheels and all. which is a fraction of the price of other wheelchairs. So, and I didn't have to go through my insurance for this. So compared to my last wheelchair that I went through insurance with, I had to go to multiple appointments, fittings. I had to have multiple insurance approvals, and I had to wait for the manufacturer to get it to me. And with all of that, it took about a year to get a wheelchair in my hands. Whereas this was just a few weeks, and I still had to pay $1,000 out of pocket when I used insurance. So this was really a no-brainer for me. If you're interested in getting your own wheelchair, hop on to notawheelchair.com. You can get on their wheelchair configurator, put your measurements in, see which kind of angles and colors of chair that would be best for you. And yeah, if you've got any good name ideas for my new chair, I'd love to hear them. And I'll see you around.